is it looks good on paper, but look, it's not a cure-all situation. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, it's much ado about nothing, and I've had this to say because currently it's only an aspect of the 2010, you know, World Health Assembly. I think on the 63rd World Health Assembly, you know, 21st May 2010, that globally we came out with these ethical recruitment code of practice. And where has the UK been all this while? They had a gap of about 40,000. They seem to have filled to a large extent. That's what they are telling us now, that we can't come there. But as I said, it's only the agency-led recruitment process that they are seeking to, if you like, you know, halt. Individuals, which is even a more preferable option to me, if you ask me, can apply to the NHS for employment. And that has not been curtailed. Again, government-to-government negotiations that will eventually lead to the NHS getting, if you like, doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals has also not been curtailed by this revised code of the United Kingdom. I see it as a very smart way of dodging obligations, okay? Because they don't want to sit down with any government to negotiate such that they will pay a certain amount of money per head, per person that will be exported legally in an arrangement.